If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Do you bring your mother over to make margaritas in the open houses, or does she just stay at home and pound them on her own?
It's a little bit of both. Chips, guacamole, margarita. She is one happy gal.
That's awesome. That would get me buying a house. Mama Leonard over there in Hochberg, and we got a party.
Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mama Leonard over there. That's Frank Wazalewski from Access. We're going to take a quick call from Linda here for a question for Roy. Linda, you've been hanging out for a while. You got a manhole question, and Roy is the manhole expert.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have lived in this house for 43 years, and when we moved here, there was the manhole was broken, but it was under our den where they enclosed the back porch into a den. And it bothers me now so much because my grandchildren are all over the place, and I'm so afraid one might will crawl over on that side and fall in. What I need to know from Mr. Spencer is, can I readily find a manhole cover? Is it real expensive?
Sorry to talk about that. Yeah, I'm just, I don't get that question a lot. You're not going to find it at Home Depot. I haven't seen them. Typically, when we build manholes, and we get them from a building supply house that sells, you know, concrete manholes and covers and things like that. So it's not readily available to the average consumer. So this is on your property. You said it's underneath your den or something. So it's on your private sewer, obviously. So, yeah, I would honestly, if you want to do this yourself or have someone, a friend or relative, do it. You can do it. Just measure the manhole and take the old one, like, and go to the hardware store. Just say, hey, you got one of these? So you're not going to do that at the hardware store. But there are building supply houses. So if you Google or search for you know, sewer supplies and things, they would probably sell you one directly if you want to do it yourself. Otherwise, if you call a sewer contractor or a plumber, they should be able to help you as well.
What's down in there?
Well, it's a cover over your sewer line, so it could be probably a catch basin or something like that, and that might need to be inspected. It might be abandoned. I don't know, but the cover was put there for a reason, so people could get down and access and rot out the sewer.
And to keep you out of that sewer.
Yeah, and keep kids from falling in and all that stuff. So, yeah if you've got a cover in disrepair, you certainly want to attend to that. So either if you want to do it yourself, fine. Otherwise, you know, call a sewer plumber contractor out to look at it and get it replaced.
All right.
I'll do that. Thank you so very much.
Of course, Leonard.
Enjoy your day.
You too. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Sarah Leonard, you got breaking news. We talked about it at the beginning. Let's cover that real quick. You started your own brokerage company. What does that mean to our listeners who might not know anything about the real estate world? I'll let you shine on that. And why is that important for our listeners as well? Go.
Yeah. So I've been with RE/MAX for 18 years, and we just grew independent of them. So we, in doing, you know, 600 to 700 sales a year, have developed our own systems and our own strategies that have, you know, fed into the success that we've had. And so now it was just time for us to go off on our own and be able to not be limited based on any other company and really be able to flourish with these systems that we've put to work that have allowed us to grow to the point that we have.
735 units last year, Roy and Rob. Wow. I called Sarah up because one of my guys is like, hey, what do you think, Rob, that guy from New York, the selling of real estate in New York, Rob Serhan, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
Ryan Serhan.
Ryan Serhan, you know, what do you think he gets for a speaking and, you know, appearance? I'm like, I don't know. So I Googled Ryan Serhan, and then he pops up, and then I'm just like, Sarah Leonard, number 5 realtor in the United States, Chicago, Illinois. So I called her. I'm like, did you know you're number 5? She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you sold 745 houses. She's like, I had no idea. I'm like, you're on this list. So I took a screenshot and sent it to her. You're in the top 5 in the United States.
pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I know. No idea.
It's shocking. It's actually shocking.
That's like 2.5 houses a day.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. Things.
People who know me are like, how is that even possible? I'm like, yeah. I don't even know.
She didn't even know she's on the list.
No. I'm busy selling homes.
I'm just like, right. I'm like, this is pretty incredible. She's like, yeah. She's like, where'd you find that? I'm like, here. I sent it to her. So it doesn't mean it's more power for you to do what you want.
That's
without...
Right.
The constraints, not that there were a lot of constraints with RE/MAX, but you're your own boss now. It's
That's
your own
right.
ship.
We can create partnerships with whoever we'd like. If it's going to better the experience for the client or be better for us to get exposure, we can do that. We don't have any limitations. So we're really excited.
That's great. Well, good for you. Mazel tov for you.
Thank
That's
you.
Outstanding. So maybe, you know, you could set your own drug and alcohol policy and bring your mom in.
Yeah, I know she's BYOB, baby.
She wouldn't clear the other RE/MAX hurdle. No shot. 312-981-7200. I want to talk about this real quick before we get into your topics. Foreclosures are up. Okay, I found this today online. June 9, 9 o'clock this morning. The cost of living in the United States continues to climb. Foreclosures are also on the rise. May foreclosure-related filings, which include default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repos, were at 7%. We're up 7% from April and up 14% from a year ago to 35,200 properties in the United States. Okay, I mean, it's still not bad. Okay,
yeah.
Illinois and New York foreclosures starts came in at 1,358 and 1,287. So in Illinois, we're at 1,358 for the entire state.
Pretty low.
So let's not freak out.
Right.
Okay, they are increasing, but they are low. And I thought this was interesting. Metro areas with populations greater than 1 million with the worst foreclosure rates in the month of May. Jacksonville, Florida, one in every 1,699 housing units. Baltimore, one in every 1,900. Chicago, one in every 1,999. Still not that bad. And Orlando, okay, so if you're thinking about going and buying a home near Disney, one in every 2,000 homes are in some type of foreclosure. The good news for households is that unemployment rates remain low, meaning there is unlikely to be a widespread increase in foreclosure, similar to the one that we saw during the meltdown in 07 and 09. I just wanted you to comment on that.
I think that with everything that happened with the pandemic, that they offered a lot of solutions for homeowners, yep. and I think that that's just kind of tapering off. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
We had a listener that... had called me. She was like in love with you in a very literal sense, David. I don't know if she called you, but she asked for your home address.
It's not ironic.
She,
I mean, I get that a lot.
But she was somebody who, like, for 3 years just kept on extending and extending these programs. Yeah. And that was one of three people in a week that had called and said, what do we do now? So I think people are just kind of coming to terms with the fact that they're going to have to figure out some sort of a solution here that's not just going to be an extension of the problem.
The train is at the end of the track,
right.
And they ain't laying any more track.
Yeah.
So they have done everything they could possibly can to help. I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted SOB capitalist here, which I know Roy loves, but it's you have the support that you've had has ended.
That's right.
And if you cannot figure out a way to make your mortgage payment after not having to make a mortgage payment for almost 2 years.
Some three,
because they gave you an extension through all of this year. There's the servicer needs to get paid, so the investor that the servicer is sending their money to, the servicer is the people that you send your mortgage payment to, they want a return on their investment, and the investor's not getting any money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they've given you 3 years. You have to do something, because if you're not spending money on your mortgage, you're also not spending money at the grocery store, you're not spending money at the dry cleaner, you're not supporting your local communities, and you're not fixing your house and keeping your house up the way you should. And you're causing fire hazards in your fireplace if you have them and all these things, and you're not replacing crack. It's time, right? And again, if you're a senior, an experienced homeowner, you have reverse mortgage options.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then you've got to just call a realtor like Sarah and sell your home and retrench.
The good news is, because the market's still up, I feel like a lot of people that we talk to still have really good equity. They don't realize... You know, they just don't know what a good position the market is still in, especially for sellers. So that's definitely light at the end of the tunnel.
Let's talk about that coming after the break. Ashwani's looking at me like, enough already. I gotta go here. 312-981-7200. We're gonna throw it over to Ashwani in the newsroom. This is Home to Home, Chicago on 720 WGN. After the break, more of Real Estate Talk with Sarah Leonard and more making fun of her mom with her drinking problem. 312-981-7200. MegaPost call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Even your mother didn't know how many homes you saw. She sent you a text. You want to read it?
No, I don't. Bleep, bleep,
you
bleep.
You want to screen her message? You need to bring her down one day.
I keep saying,
no, there's no shot. But we'll get her by security. It'll be fine. We'll frisk her down.
We'll escort her here.
Yeah. We'll put the Megatron or up or whatever those are called. 312-981-7200. You have an exciting... Can't talk about it right now, but there's a project on the North Shore that you're working with. New construction. How many homes are going to be available? When you can talk about it, how many homes are going to be available?
Over 65 new construction townhomes.
Townhomes.
Yes.
In the North Shore.
Walking distance to the train.
Good schools.
Best schools around.
Good shopping.
Yep.
Close to the Edens.
Mm-hmm.
Close to all the restaurants and all the shopping and all the amenities on the North Shore.
Yep.
And you will be able to announce it hopefully the next time you're on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's exciting. So if you're looking to get out of the city, which a lot of people are looking to do, because that article that I gave you mm-hmm. said that the homes in the city are down by like 7-8%. They haven't recovered from the pandemic, so the city center is off.
Yeah.
But the suburbs are blowing up.
We're two very different markets.
Within 30 miles of each other. I mean, from where I'm at now to where I live is 25 miles.
Yeah.
Door to door is 25 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, and Buffalo Grove is another 8 miles west of me. And do me a favor, that article I gave you gave an example of Buffalo Grove. It was built in 2021. I think the list price was something like $490,000. You see that?
No.
There? Okay. Robbie, send it over here and I'll...
Oh, yeah. Buffalo Grove, this townhome was listed for $650. In 2021, it sold for $512 after hitting the market for $492.
Okay. So let's just take a step back. In 2021... A home in Buffalo Grove, a beautiful community northwest of the city.
Truly some of the best schools.
Well, some of the best schools, right? You got Stevenson School
yep.
up there.
Stevenson
you got Buffalo School.
School,
Buffalo Grove up there. Listed for $490-something, sold for $520 in 2021. And it just recently sold for that same house, sold for how much?
$650.
Okay. So if you're in 2019 and you were going to wait for this market to cool off, you missed it.
Yeah.
In 2021, if you were going to wait for this market to cool off, you missed it. In 2021, if you were going to wait for this market to cool off, you really missed it.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, if you were going to wait for it to step back, you missed it again.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2023, where are we today? Where are we today?
Well, that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk about is stop waiting. So many people, and it's funny, I got a text from a client the other day. She's living in a house that her parents own, and her parents are finally like, we can't wait anymore. We've got to list the property. And so she's got to go find somewhere to live. And she's like, it's really not ideal having to do this during a housing shortage. I'm like, yeah, welcome to the last 3 years. It's not changing. So I think the good news is buyers are realizing that. We were just talking about that.
Yep.
They're not scared to get into the market now. They're anxious. They're ready. They understand. And this is the world that we're living in, and they're fine functioning within that space.
We talked about it beginning of last year. The rates took off.
Mm-hmm.
We went from the threes in January to the sixes in May. And what happened in May of last year?
Slowed down.
Dead stop.
Screeching halt.
Dead stop. May, June, July, August, September, about October, it started turning around.
Yeah.
So what happened? It took the market 6 months. It took the buyers to mentally grasp that this is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
The market is what the market is, and you can't fight it. And the market was in October where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the high sixes, low sevens. And guess what happened? The buyers started flowing out of their homes again because they realized this is it.
Yep, someone flipped a switch. And then going into November, it just picked up and it's gone crazy ever since.
What would you tell a seller who is thinking about waiting to next year to list their home?
biggest mistake ever. Right now, there's just still a shortage. And so buyers are excited to get into the market. They're not scared like they were. I don't have a crystal ball to see where things will be at then. But right now is an excellent time to put your home on the market.
What is the average market time in the suburbs? The city is different. Mm-hmm. We already covered that. The city has still got a hangover from what happened with the social challenges that they had and the people running down the streets and all that nonsense. And it's still there.
Yeah, it's not getting better.
And you can call me whatever you want to call me. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling it the way I see it. I've taken the Red Line down here. I take the Skokie Swift down here. It's like a homeless shelter on the Red Line, coming into the city. We take immigrants that come here illegally and put them up in hotels, and we've got homeless people that are sleeping on the Red Line.
Doesn't mean we don't love Chicago. Doesn't mean just we don't comes love, with its challenges.
I'm just telling you. Okay, and people, some buyers just don't want to deal with that, mm-hmm. and they're moving out, going to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. So what's the turnaround time on a home in the suburb?
Under 10 days, if you're looking. I mean, it's under 2 weeks. So, the best advice is come prepared. The first question I ask people when I meet with them is, what is your plan? Where are you going? What is your timeline on that? Because people get really excited when they see the prices, and I listed a property Tuesday of this week, and by Thursday we had 85 showings and 31 offers.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Right.
And so, I mean, people want to get into this market, still putting people in a really good place, but it isn't, prices aren't as inflated as they were 2 years ago. So there's demand, but it's not demand with no cause. Appraisals are still happening, and they're keeping things in line, but the market's moving at a really healthy pace.
Fast forward 6 to 12 months from today,
mm-hmm.
unemployment is going to keep going up. Listen, all the signs are there. Mm-hmm. Talk to anybody in the transportation business. They're going to tell you they're slowing down. Look at Amazon. Look at Walmart. They're laying people off. Look at Target. Look at the cardboard orders. It's the lowest it's been since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a slowdown coming up. I know we're going into an election year. People don't want to talk about it. If you got an ugly baby, I'm going to tell you your baby's ugly. Your baby's ugly. We're going into a recession. Okay, so what's the Fed going to do when we're in a recession? The Fed pulls the rates back.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to put a hypothetical to you. You've got homeowners, 14 million homeowners refinanced during COVID, and they have a rate that starts with the 3s or the 2s. You've got another 11 million homeowners who bought home during COVID from 2020, 2021, and the beginning of 2022, another mm-hmm. 11 million homeowners bought homes. So between those two, you've got 25 million homeowners that start with the rate, have a rate that start with the 3 or less, or don't have a mortgage at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because a lot of people bought homes for cash. Okay, so now you got 25 million homeowners out there that if they go into the market today at 6-7%, they're like, I'm not going to go into that market. Why do I need to go into that market? Unless you have to move due to family challenges, you're moving, whatever, right? You can't get around your house. You're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Rates drop from the 6s and 7s we're at now into the 5s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, all of those home buyers that wanted to come into the market that got knocked out when they were in the 6s and the 7s, what are they going to do? The people that rented or living in their parents' basement, they're coming back into the market.
Oh, yeah. They're jumping to get a rate like that.
You just saved 2 points on the rate. You could buy now. Now you can afford it.
Right.
You've got more inventory coming on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're going to have a bigger demand. You're going to have more demand coming on, and still you're going to have
support the demand with the inventory.
Correct.
We need an influx of homes to hit the market.
But those homeowners still are going to be sitting. A lot of them will put their home on the market when it hits the 5 that have to move.
Mm-hmm.
But those that got the 2s and the 3s, they ain't moving for a long period of time.
Right.
Not unless they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Getting divorced, somebody passed away, got a job move, whatever. We don't have inventory.
Yeah, we see more and more people moving out of state, unfortunately. But there still seems to be a pretty high demand to do that. So
what should our listeners do, in your opinion, if they are... Cover two different situations.
Okay.
They're over their skis. They can't make their mortgage payment. They've run out of all the support. They've had a 3-year great run of forbearance and COVID forbearance. Mm-hmm. And then they went back and got another bite of the apple. They got another 12 months. 12 months is over now.
Right.
What do they do? What should those homeowners do?
What I usually say is try to find a rental and a solution for selling your home. You can't just stay there and be tied to your house. The couple I met with, the lady who's in love with you from the show, every penny that they have coming in goes to pay for them to live there. It's like, for what?
Right.
You know, it's a sad situation. So we were looking at rentals, and there were some senior communities. And the rent was like $1,200 a month, $1,300 a month. It was doable. It's just grasping the change, right? It's grasping that if you were behind, it doesn't define who you are. It's just a new chapter. But you have to come to terms with it, because it's not going to get better. That allowance isn't going to continue to come.
That's situation one. And then situation two is, I've got to get out of my home. I think the market's going to be better in 6 months because it's going to be a shortage because rates are going to come down. Do they wait or do they sell now?
They sell now.
Because there's such a lineup of buyers out there to buy homes.
Absolutely.
And especially now, because now you want to get your kids into the home so you can register for the schools.
Exactly.
So now it's even more crazy if you've got a family and trying to move in. It's a perfect time to sell your home.
It absolutely is.
Phone number.
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
What's the new name of your company?
Legacy Properties, a Sarah Leonard company.
And what's the price point of these new homes that are being built on the North Shore?
Between $600,000 and $750,000.
$600,000 and $750,000.
For new construction, close to the train.
Close to the walking distance to the train.
Yes, sir.
Within 2 miles, 3 miles of the Edens Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number one more time.
224-239-3966.